Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is your boy, Rico, back at it again. Folks, welcome to another edition of The Rico Report, brought to you by, you know who it is, BF, Buffalo Fanatics. Folks, Bills win, not in the fashion that we would like it to be. But the Bills, nonetheless, get ourselves a W. And at the end of the day, out of all the letters in the alphabet, that's the most important one. At the end of the day, we want to avoid the L. We want to avoid the T. We always want the dub. And at the end of the day, that's what matters, man. That's what matters. And listen, this show, I took no notes. I didn't put any notes together. I wanted this one to be organic. I mean, I put a couple notes together, but like I didn't go too crazy, right? So I just want to touch on the field, because this game that just ended, this past game, it's got people 50-50. 50-50 on if we play like this again, we ain't gonna go nowhere. And I was there with y'all. But this is not for this past game. I was talking about how we've been playing with going up against lesser opponents and just playing down to them, right? And there seems to be that thing that we do as Bills fans where we just lose it. We absolutely lose it on our team. And you know what I mean? They're trash and we're not going to do anything. And then this weekend was a wonderful display of watching other teams play and then thinking that, oh, we're the ones that are the problem, that you just watch the Bengals just play. If not for a great defensive heads-up play by Logan Thomas, I think his name is, on the Bengals, the Ravens probably win that game. Wait for it. They probably win that game with a backup quarterback. Yo, these players get paid too, right? They get paid to make plays. They get paid to do the same damn thing everyone's getting paid to. The Ravens had an absolute chance to end it, and I'm heartbroken for them because defensively they went toe-to-toe with these guys. Tyler Huntley held it down, ran the ball, did all he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? There's so many little things that like the Ravens could have done to win that game, but they didn't. The defense came through, luckily for the Bengals. Didn't the defense come through for the Bengals, luckily, when the Patriots were marching on their asses? It took a freaking fumble at the end for them not to lose to the Patriots. The Patriots almost beat them and came back from 18 down or something silly. The Ravens had that game, but we sit here and kill the Bills because we didn't. We play the Dolphins twice a year, and for the last 3 years, we've been waxing that ass. There comes a time when you're sick and tired of getting beat down, where you got to fight back. And that's what the Dolphins did. And now that I'm away from, you know what I'm saying, the hype of the game, I'm away from all that stuff, it gives me a chance to kind of sit and reflect on Lucky. So, like, hold on, let me watch what's going on around the league. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Ing Ravens. He's in the chat right now. I see you, bro. Yeah, the Ravens be shooting themselves in the foot all year. Listen, that's one team that, like, y'all got something to you. There's a whole lot of things to unpack with that team. You're going to have a fun offseason. Your offseason is going to be lit. There's going to be a lot of things to talk about. What direction this team is going to go into, because y'all still got a good foundation of a team. Y'all better find a way to get Lamar Jackson back. Find a way. If it's got to be Roman's got to go, although I don't think it's all the way on him. But if Roman's got to go, then Roman's got to go. If Harbaugh's got to go, then shit, Harbaugh's got to go. I don't like it, but something's got to go. Something's got to give up. But chances are you guys are going to give up Lamar Jackson and get some picks because that's what you guys do. You guys live in the draft. You guys live for draft picks. So you guys might do that, but there might be a long time, a long waiting period before you guys get a quarterback like Lamar. But anyway, it's deeper than Roman. You damn right it's deeper than Roman. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have a fun offseason. Now, let me get back into it. And I'm getting at Bills fans because we get spoiled with such with the perfect game by Josh Allen and over the Patriots that we expect it every time. Let's go back 4 years. Let's go back 5 years. All right. Now take those 5 years and toss that out. Now go back further. How many times were we just happy to just, you know, try to get a win and try to get in the playoffs and try, fam. We have a franchise quarterback. We say it all the time. We live and die. Let me tell you something, man. Josh Allen, he fumbled twice and lost a fumble and lost a fumble. Right? He threw an interception off of the chest of Cole Beasley. Is that his fault? But it's going to count against him, right? I didn't like that first interception. I think that's on him. Everybody keeps talking about. Oh, John Brown. Stop running or didn't run a route. Man, fuck that. That was a terrible pass from Josh Allen. He had a crossing Dawson Knox that he could have easily taken, but he don't like that. He likes to go for the gusto. We know that about Josh Allen. That's what he does. We got to live and die with that. But we seem to want to die more than when we live with it. But humbug. Yo, knock it off, man. Do you know how many teams? My man, Ing Ravens, that's in the chat right now, he would love to have Josh Allen on the Ravens. Do you know how many teams would love to have a guy like Josh Allen? And they'll, you know what they'll say? I'll take those interceptions if you give me all the good. You know what? Hold on a second. Because I can talk about it. Because I need to bring some of you motherfuckers. I don't want to cuss. I'm trying not to cuss today. I don't want the Rated R Rico to come back out. I'm trying to be a, you know what I'm saying, a better example for the young man upstairs. So I'm trying not to cuss, but sometimes it wants to come out of me, man. And you guys taught me to do it. But sometimes I got to bring y'all off the ledge a little bit. And sometimes I go off the ledge too. And this is why these podcasts and these vidcasts are good for me, because it's therapeutic. I get to talk through it. That's why I didn't take any notes today, man. This is off the cuff. And we're going to get a phone call today that I may not agree with all the things that are said, but some of it is going to be true. But 97% of this league would like a quarterback like Josh Allen. Like, let's cut the nonsense. But we sitting here spoiled as ever. We gotta live and die with it. But there's way more good than the bad. But I ain't gonna talk about it because, like, you guys need to hear from somebody else that's been playing with this dude and that knows the in and out of Josh Allen. But check this out. You guys know Shady McCoy. Shady McCoy played with the Bills. He played a year with Josh Allen. He called it. He said, Josh Allen's going to be special. He's going to be special. He's going to be that dude. He doesn't respect a lot of rookies. Trey White's one of them. Loves Trey White. Loves Josh Allen. And he was on the show to speak with Joy Taylor and Emmanuel Acho. And they were talking about Josh Allen. Should we be concerned about Josh Allen's turnovers? Let me tell you something. Before I even put Josh Allen's turnovers up, right? Or his not taking care of the football. Josh Allen in the playoffs, right? Josh Allen in the playoffs has a passer rating of 104.6. He's got 2,000 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions in 7 games in the playoffs in his career. All right? Oh, but listen, when this brother's ready to play, he's ready to play. I'm just going to give you an example because this is the standard, right? You guys always want to talk about, some folks want to talk about Pat Mahomes. A 105 rating, 3,300 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He's got a 3-to-1 ratio touchdowns in 11 games. All right? So I don't want to hear, oh, but Josh is going to, but turnovers happen. Turnovers happen. Do we want them to happen often? No, of course not. But the defense gets paid too. Golly, man. But don't let me talk about it. All right? Don't let me talk about it. Let me play a clip for you so you guys have an understanding. Because I'll take my dog anytime. Anytime there's a top dog in this league, I'll take my dog over any other dog. Check this out.
String rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and then you talked about it. Like, the division games are like that because they're very tight games. Even with backup quarterbacks, right, rookies, they're going to be tough. Like, you talked about the pressures. They went the Dolphins defense ran zero coverage more than any team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Wild.
So you're going to get some hits, right? And then like, I'll take that Josh Allen, though. And it sounds crazy to say that, right? But all the bad he's done, I'll take all that good, too. Yep, right. Don't forget he hit my man deep.
Yeah.
Easy bomb. I don't know how he dropped that. He dropped it, right? But when you needed Josh most, yep, he came and delivered. So real quick, the last thing is when Josh Allen, he plays, sometimes I hate it, but I love it. He plays those competition. So, yeah, he didn't play well, right? Yep. But I ain't seen him throw no picks against Patrick Mahomes in the playoff games.
No, he does have a very short memory, which is important.
Yeah, like but if he's playing a top dog, he's going to be a top dog.
He's not going to get shook about his own mistakes.
He won't.
Short memory. And he plays up to his competition. Guess what? Ain't the competition going to ramp up now? Isn't the competition about to ramp up? You're about to play Joe Burrow, top five quarterback in the game. And if we get past Joe Burrow, we're going to play two top quarterbacks in the game right now, and Trevor Lawrence or Pat Mahomes. Chances are it's Pat Mahomes. But you never know. It's the playoffs. You don't think Josh is going to... Listen, Josh is one of those guys that... The guy is big, strong, 6'5", 240. He can do it all. So when you can do it all, like... You have, there's a sense of arrogance that you might have that I could do that because I'm him. That's Josh for you. That's Josh. If Josh was 6'1", 220, the things that he does now, he would not be able to do at 6'1", 220. He's got the frame. He could do all those things. But there's a sense of confidence/arrogance with Josh Allen. You got to live and die with it. Because there are times when he's in the pocket, 90% of these quarterbacks in the league right now would get sacked and brought down, 7-yard loss, keep it pushing. Josh is one of those guys that you think you got him, and then he Houdini's his way out of it and makes a freaking play, first down, let's keep it rocking. The one time that he did that, we were playing against the Texans, and Devin Singletary caught a clutch pass from Josh Allen, but it was Josh Allen's elusiveness that got him out of that situation and gave us that first down. He does these things that a lot of these quarterbacks cannot do. Can't do. But we sitting here, too many turnovers if we keep doing that. Yeah, that's part of the game. Does he want to turn the ball over? Heck no. He's trying to make a play. That ball should have been caught by Cole Beasley. I'm sorry. You got to come back to that one. You got to come back to that one. Him fumbling, that's him trying to make a play. Does he do that? Does he do too much? That's the part that most people are like, yo, just chill out a little bit. But I'm going to tell you right now, get rid of the crap that we were doing, and it's better for him to have been sloppy with the Dolphins than to be sloppy going against stiffer competition. And let me tell you something. A team that turns the ball over 3 times and gets sacked 7 times, typically they lose. They typically lose. Not Josh Allen. Not Josh Allen and these boys. They always find a way. And the narrative was these guys can't find ways to win games. The close ones. They always lose them. That's all we've been winning these days, right? I started going back to the 90s Bills. And when I get my phone call shortly, that person could probably attest. Those 90s Bills, going back to like the playoffs, man, they were waxing teams in the playoffs. Like waxing them. Just running through them. Running through them like a train, man. They were running through these cats, right? Not a whole lot of competition. I mean, I want to say all of them, but for the majority of these games, they were waxing these teams, man. Putting up 30 points, putting up 40 points, 50 points. You know what I'm saying? And then when they got to the Super Bowl, it's different competition. There they were. So, like, it's best. We need those tumultuous games. We need those rough games, those nasty games where you have to learn from these mistakes. If we wax the Dolphins, would we have learned anything? We would have been on a confident high, but would we have learned anything? So these games, unfortunately, we have to go through them, but it's growth. It's growth. Tom Brady being in the league for 20-plus freaking years, this guy, there's not a defense he hasn't seen. And I'm bringing this point out for a reason. There's not a defense that Tom Brady hasn't seen. He's well prepared. You know what? Dave Coolis is battle tested, if you will. And by the way, I said 3-1 ratio. I meant to say 4-1 ratio. I was so freaking like amped up. And I got my math all messed up. Apologize. Somebody caught that. In America, we call that a 4-1 ratio. I caught that. Anyway, you guys know what I'm trying to say here, right? At the end of the day, what I'm trying to get to is this. You got to be battle tested. You got to go through shit in order to, you know what I'm saying, to come out on top. You got to. If you just ran through shit like nothing, and the minute you come through some shit, and then boom, right? It's like, it's no different than the high school baller that's playing, you know what I'm saying, on the rural areas of wherever you're from, man. He's king shit. He's killing it. And then you bring him to, you know what I mean, inner city, you bring him to, like, you know what I mean, like, where all the big top players come out and play, and he thought he's going to do X, Y, Z, and then, damn, the competition. I thought this was, nah, man. You got to go through some shit. So now when you go, Josh Allen, let me bring it back a little bit. So Josh Allen having to go through what he went with the Dolphins, yo, they blitzed the heck out of him. Blitzed the heck out of him. You don't think he's going to learn a little something from the blitzes? You don't think he saw some looks that the Bengals are going to try to bring up? So he's going up there and he's like, wait a minute, I've seen this before. They've taken a page out of the freaking Miami Dolphins book. Check, 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 check. You got to see those things. You got to go through them. Maybe if the 90s Bills went through some, you know, some tough times all the way up through, maybe they would have, you know what I'm saying? But we're not going to go there. That's way back. I try not to bring that back. But you guys catch what I'm saying. So for us to be all over Josh Allen because this and that, and bro, we won the game. We learned a lot. We saw some things. We missed some opportunities because that game could have been blown open. Blown all the way open. Blown all the way open. Missed opportunities. That huge reception that hit the floor from Khalil Shakir. That was a big one. That was a third and long big one. And that right there, us moving the chains, that would have broke the game open. It would have been a blowout. Missed opportunity. Dawson Knox in the end zone. Just didn't get underneath it enough. Blowout. That could have been a blowout, right? But maybe this is one of those things where it's part of the journey. It's part of what we're supposed to learn. We're supposed to go through this. And guess what? Maybe we go up against the Bengals and wax the Bengals. Or they wax us and it's done. But shit, man. Y'all be jumping on Josh Allen. He is the reason we are here. He is the reason we have the success that we have. He is the reason, you know what I'm saying, that like we're competitive. We went 13-3, folks. We're 13-3. And we lost those both games we lost were two divisional foes that we see twice a year. They know us. Anyway, now, as for, and I'm not going to poop on, it's we had some good moments in that game. We had some good moments. So we're going to have the good, the bad, the ugly. And we'll do that. We'll get into that. But I had to really get that off my chest a little bit because, like, just seeing people just, and not even, and this is outside of Bills fans. So some of the Bills fans are feeling that way, right? But, like, people that are outside of the Bills, oh, you pull that stone against the Bengals, you're going to see. Well, the Bengals just got out of that game, if not for that freaking play. If Tyler Huntley doesn't go up but goes down, he takes the Barack Obama way and the Michelle Obama way, we don't go high. I mean, we go high, we don't go low. You know what I'm saying? If he just took the opposite and went low, different outcome. Maybe it's the Ravens that beat the Bengals. And now we're talking about, look, the Bengals were frauds, this, that, and the third. Same way that these guys are talking about the Bills are frauds, and they're just going to get exposed. Man, cut that shit out. When you got number 17 on the field, you got number 14 on the field, yo, you good. You got number 28, you got number 10, you know what I'm saying? You good. You got 26 doing his thing, getting that first down. You good. I ain't tripping. You could. You could easily find all the bad in the game. Of course you can. But there were some really good things that we did. And there's so many things that we can definitely work on. I mean, we didn't even touch. Like, when I was watching that Bengals game, man, the way the Ravens were able to just run on these guys, and I'm not saying we have the same run scheme. We don't. But the way these guys were running on the Bengals. The Bengals are susceptible to being run on. And we probably have the right fit for the run game in terms of Dobbins and James Cook. Somewhat similar, but not. But in terms of speed, quickness, we might be able to exploit the Bengals with the run game. And I'm hoping Dorsey realizes that and doesn't freaking get in his own head and wants to air the ball out all day. I hope we find some kind of balance. On the other side, the flip side, I don't see anything that scares me too much about this Bengals run game. They're one of the worst run game in the season. They were like ranked like 28th or something like that. And I like Mixon, but Mixon ain't the same Mixon from before, from years back. He ain't the same. He's nice, don't get me wrong, but he ain't the same. I watched that game. He ain't the same. So, like, we're going to have our moments. We're going to have our freaking moments, man. But you needed to go through this Dolphins game in order to know what to clean up, what we missed on, what we should have hit on, what's going to be there, what's going to be available. We have film that these guys are going to be freaking trying to figure things out. So do they. It's going to be a freaking game, man. But I'll be damned if you think that I'm going to think that, yo, I'm shook of these Bengals. Nah, man. And I'm starting to see, listen, man, we got things to talk about. We got things to talk about. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, if you guys are here tuned in for the very first time, listen, I want to do something real cool. I'm going to do a giveaway. I'm going to do a giveaway, two giveaways. And I'm going to try to make that announcement maybe pregame on Sunday or maybe Friday. I'm not sure. I got to figure it out because I'm going to be traveling. That sucks too because I'm actually going to visit my mom this weekend. So I'll be watching the game at my mom's place and doing my live show at my mom's place. So I got to figure out, I got to bring all my stuff with me and just figure my way out. But anyway, I want to do a giveaway. And it's from the merch store. You guys get to choose what the heck you want. We have reached a pretty proud milestone. I'm very proud of it because we started this thing 2018. I mean, I don't want to go on and on about this, but we have an ability. We've had an ability to connect with a lot of people, and because of the connections and the engagement, we have reached a milestone. We have 25,000 subscribers at the Buffalo Fanatics, and I can't be thrilled. We hit a milestone this year as well on Instagram. We hit over 100,000 followers on Instagram. We're at almost 30,000 or 40,000 subscribers on Twitter. The engagement has been real. You guys are hitting us back and letting us know that it's appreciative, and I can't be more happy. Thank you guys very much. And I got to find a way to give back, and I want to give back by giving away two shirts and two merch items on our merch store. One to our Bing Squad members. I'm going to do a draw for a Bing Squad member and one for subscribers that have subscribed. So if you win it, let's go. You know what I'm saying? So hit that subscribe. If you want to be part of that giveaway, hit that subscribe. Let's get this thing going right now. We're at 40,000 followers on Twitter. We have 100,000 on Instagram. I'm just happy, and I'm glad that we are able to engage with you guys. So salute to Bills Mafia. Salute to the Buffalo Fanatics that have been watching us since freaking Facebook, since I was in my living room with nothing in the background, just chilling on a freaking microphone off my laptop and looking at the 15 people that I was talking to viewing. And here we are now. So I appreciate y'all. Thank you. It's love. Anyway, let me get back to this Bills Bengals game. Joshua Richardson comes in, man. The Bengals run defense is 29th. Man, we should fucking run the ball a little. I didn't want to cuss, but I'm pumped and excited, man. We should not. This is if I'm feeling this way, Josh Allen's got to be feeling this way. Devin Singletary's got to be feeling this way. Stephon Diggs got to be feeling this way. Why? Because like a lot of people be talking about like, yo, even though Vegas has us up, but people have been talking about like, yo, man, these Bengals, you don't want to face these Bengals. What? Really? Fucking bring them on then. You know what I mean? Like I'm ready for that. It's gonna be an exciting game. I'm ready for that shit. I'm pumped as a mother. Hey, man, you got me pumped up. But you guys catch my drag. Now, I have my views on the game. I have people that have other views on the game. I have dear friends of mine that have strong opinions on the game. And I have a friend of mine that I'm going to call right now. And I want my friend to answer their phone. And I want them to get live. Represent. Adam Shepherd, I appreciate you. Good day.
Hey, Rico, how are you?
Good day. Is this who I think it is?
It is.
Talk to me, Jeffrey King. We've been talking. You know, I mean, we text all the time. We talk about it. And I feel like you have something to get off your chest. Now, before you get anything off your chest, Mr. King, how are you?
I'm great, buddy. I'm great. I can't be better, man. I'm great.
I love it. Now
I'm home. I'm happy. You know, I'm good, man.
I love it. So listen, you know the drill. You've watched the show for many, many, many months and years. And after this segment, the floor is yours. Jeff King?
Yeah. Well, I've never been one to, you know, shy to say with my chest, brother. You know that by now. I'm sure your viewers know it as well. But anyway, you know, here's the bottom line. I was pissed after the game. I'm not going to lie to you. I was completely pissed. Because we played down to a team that we should have absolutely destroyed, and that's how it started out. You're up 17-0. Playing against a third-string quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate McDaniels. I think he's a great coach. I think they're going to be hellfire to deal with for the next decade, to be quite honest with you, because the guy knows what he's doing. However, you know, again, this is a playoff in our backyard. And just going through all the emotional stuff that we went through, this should have been the spotlight where we stepped up and dominated. And it didn't happen, man. It did for a brief moment. You know, but I came on after, and bear with me, buddy, because you know the meds I'm on and all that crap, unfortunately. But
handle your business.
I'm trying to word this as me being coherent and not being irrational.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying to be irrational right now. I'm trying to be rational.
All right.
You know, I've gone through 4 decades of quarterbacks, man. 4 decades of quarterbacks. And I love Josh. Wouldn't trade him for the world. But they all got the same spiel after all this shit, man. I went through Ferguson, Ferragamo, Kelly, Collins, Flutie. Oh, my God, man. Van Pelt, Bledsoe, Fitzpatrick, EJ. Who was the other asshole? Kyle Orton. Tyrod, which, you know, I love Tyrod because he's always just, he gets effed every time, man. He just gets fucked every time, man. Every time that poor bastard gets a shot, he gets fucked. But
facts.
Here's the whole thing, man. This is, you know, I came on there yesterday. I think it was Bot Show. And I was, you know, I was livid because all the optimism and this and that. Everybody's afraid to call out our quarterback. Listen, you're paying them $200 million. You understand that? Love the guy, but you're paying him $200 million. So since week 4, all I fucking heard is, I got to clean it up. I got to clean it up. Well, I made some mistakes. I got to clean it up. Well, clean it the fuck up. You're in the playoffs now. Clean it up. Enough of the bullshit. Enough of the fucking hero ball. Enough of that shit. Check the fuck down. Do what the fuck you got to do to win a game. But enough of trying to fucking be Johnny fucking whatever the fuck his name was in that movie. I can't even fucking think about it. But stop, man. Fucking stop. Use your God-given fucking ability. You know, he's always trying to throw that long ball, brother. Always. You don't need to. You got talent around you. You know, I thought after Hines, I'll be honest with you, he ran back those 2 fucking touchdowns there. Or 2, yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, what's his fucking face? Our offensive coordinator.
Ken Dorsey.
Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I got you.
A brain fart there.
I got you.
But Dorsey would come up with a game plan. Okay, obviously this guy's got fucking speed. Utilize him. Put him in a slot. Do something, man, because he's obviously can smoke. No, nothing, man. And I'm not saying it's all on Josh, buddy. I'm not, man. Again, I'm trying to be rational about this.
It's frustration.
But for people to sit back and say, well, you know, Josh, you're a hater and blah, blah, blah. No, fuck that, man. Listen, I love Josh. Just so you know, you love your kid.
Absolutely.
If your kid fucks up, you got a right to put your foot up their ass. You got a right to fucking speak out. Because I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm like these pussies nowadays who put them in fucking timeout. You know, that's why we got a fucking country full of fucking pussies. That shit didn't happen back in my day. I either got my mother's fucking hand across my fucking face or my father's foot up my ass.
You're dead right.
And that's the bottom fucking line. I'm sure your mother cracked you.
Well, yes, I did.
I get a fucking deal.
What? Listen, when you come from a Caribbean home, you do not mess up or you get in your ass.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I know where your mother came from. We talked about it.
Yes, sir.
That shit's not fucking tolerated. But these people get all emotional like, oh, you're a fucking hater. But fuck you. I'm a fucking hater. When you've been running with these motherfuckers since the 70s, then you can tell me I'm a fucking hater.
You're damn right.
I'm not a fucking hater. I love my fucking Bills, man. Love them. That's why I stuck with them for four fucking decades. But fuck all that shit with not calling people out when they fuck up.
You know what?
He's been fucking up since week fucking four with these stupid fucking red zone bullshit fucking interceptions, brother. I just don't get it. He's such a great player. I don't fucking get it, man. What are you trying to prove, man? What? You came into this season. Everybody's making you the next fucking god. You're the prototypical fucking quarterback that every fucking team wants, and you keep fucking up.
Hey, get him.
Explain that to me, man.
You know what, Jeff? It's a valid point that a lot of us actually agree with. Now, I'm going to sit here, and I've been in your shoes, and I still am, but I'm trying to let people know, like, you can't always be like right now there's a lot of people just shitting on Josh because he's turned the ball over. What? Guess what? He's also the fucking guy that's keeping us in games. That's got us going, holy shit, we're gonna fuck up. Holy shit, we're back in it. That's the type of shit. But I'm also with you with cut it the fuck out with the hero ball bullshit. This is 2018, 2019, Josh. You a grown-ass man with a big old contract. Cut it the fuck out. You see that check down, you give that check down, live another day. Because you give that football up, you're putting us in a predicament. And then you got to dig back up to get, to galvanize the team back. Sometimes we don't need to galvanize. Sometimes you can meticulously fucking make your way all the way down the field and still have 300 yards and still have three touchdowns and chilling. But sometimes he likes the degree of difficulty, sometimes I feel, right? He needs to, like, in this past game,
he likes chaos, man. He likes fucking chaos.
Listen, my girl Trish would love this. She's the queen of chaos. This boy is the king of chaos. He loves it.
I was the same fucking way. That's why I fucking hate it. Because I can see it. He loves fucking chaos, bro,
The throw to John Brown was utterly unnecessary. He was in the pocket, in the mess, and he still threw that. If he made it, they praise him and say, oh, this was great. And this is the double-edged sword because, like, you're in the mess. Yo, you got a crossing Dawson Knox. Hit that dude and keep him moving. But he tried to go for the jugular, and that was the problem. Kept on going for the jugular. Now, did he take what the defense gave him? Sure. Were they blitzing a lot? Were they coming up with 6-7-man blitzes? Sure. But you can't tell me they're doing an all game and you couldn't see it. You go to the sideline every fucking series and look at your tablet and look, okay, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Man, they blitz you all day. You couldn't find another way. Now, do we sound silly by saying, man, he could do better when he had 350 yards, three touchdowns, we won the game. But it's beyond that. It's beyond that because that behavior against a better, a savvy head coach, a savvy defensive coordinator, savvy players on the team will eat that up.
Yeah.
So we just got to.
You're not going to get away with it this week, man. You're not. It's not going to happen. Buddy.
And here's the
not other. To cut you off. You're not.
I'm with
going
you.
To get away with it from now on. This is it. You know, I've always loved the song "Live and Let Die" by fucking McCartney and fucking Guns N' Roses. Because this is it, man. This is live and let fucking die. That's it. You're either stepping the fuck up now, putting all this bullshit behind you, and going forward, because you cannot make these stupid fucking decisions, regardless of, you know, how great you are. But a lot of it is he believes his own press, man. Whether you believe that or not, he believes his own press, because they're all talking, well, he's got a bazooka for an arm. He does.
Yep.
Oh, he's a fucking killer on the run. He is. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You can't do that shit all the fucking time, man. You can't do it all the time. You know, some asshole came on here yesterday. Well, Josh is a Ferrari. You got to let him run. Great. If I got a fucking Ferrari, whether I got a Ferrari or a Subaru, if I'm in a fucking 100 mile an hour fucking pursuit from the cops, and I come to a roadblock, guess what? It comes to an end.
It comes to an end. Whether you're in a Ferrari or a fucking Subaru or a freaking 19.
It comes to a fucking end. You stop. Because you can't outrun the fucking cameras, man. He did not run them cameras fucking Sunday. Every motherfucker on every fucking TV show talking about it today. Every fucking guy from yesterday to today. You know, again, it's a personal thing for me.
Yep.
Because I've dealt with this for so fucking long, Rico. And this guy is a guy. I've said it. He's better than Kelly was. He's that dude, man. But goddamn, man. Look at him last year compared to this year with his stupid shit he's done. He's digressed.
Let me ask you.
Fucking digressed.
Really?
Man.
You think he's regressed a little bit? Hold on a second. You think he's regressed?
With the choices? Yes. With the choices? Yes.
Okay, so here's my question. We both are in the same position. I got an older brother. You got an older brother, right? And if you step out of line, or your brother knows that you messing up, he might pull you aside, pull you by the collar a little bit and say, hey, man, smarten the hell up. Because that's what my brother would do. Be like, yo, that's some dumb shit you do.
Oh, my brother beat the shit out of me till I got bigger than him. He beat the piss out of me.
In this case, I'm not bigger than my brother. So I had to really square up against my brother. But the point I'm trying to make is this, right? Last year, we had those Josh moments. But we also had a veteran guy that doesn't take shit from anybody, as at least it seems.
And I love that.
And Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll is out in NYG, New Jersey. I'm not gonna call him the
I agree.
Team.
I agree.
And he's got Daniel Jones leading the mother effing way, you know what I'm saying? In the second round of the playoffs. Now
listen, I agree.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying, you know, people fucking want to downplay this fucking old Dorsey thing. Listen, for the first two games, Dorsey called it perfect. Since then, you know, I got a question, man. I got a question, man. Mm. That's the other thing. I'm getting real fucking tired of the whole Singletary's busting his ass. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
He is?
That fucking guy's busting his ass to make a name for himself. And you cut his fucking legs out from him. Every fucking time he gets going. Every fucking time, man. It's ridiculous, man. And Cook, who you know I fucking hated, I wanted fucking Breeze. That's the bottom fucking line. But that fucking guy's got talent, man. He's fast. He's fucking quick. And now you got Hines. Do you know what Daboll would have did with that shit? Oh, my fucking God,
and,
brother.
And this is where we have to, I don't want to say temper our expectations, but damn all the expectations. You knew what you were taking over. You were taking over a well-oiled machine. It was a well-oiled machine that we even tuned up even more on the O-line. We tuned it up a little bit on the O-line. We tuned it up with some weapons. You should be able to just dominate and rein in your quarterback so he's on top of things. Now, here's my beef as well. We're up 17-0.
Yeah.
Run the fucking ball, man.
Thank you.
Kill the clock. I don't. We talk about a win is a win. You got me in my bag. I didn't want to be in my bag. I was trying to chill out today, Jeff. You brought the fucking bag out.
Man, I didn't call to get you pissed off, brother.
We're up 17-0.
Yeah.
And here we are just fucking around and throwing the ball deep. I don't give a shit if they're blitzing. Find out where they're blitzing at and attack the other side. Right?
Thank you.
You're going to find ways. know what I'm saying? A little
thank
bit of a
you. Quick. Finally, somebody who Hold knows on a what second. The fucking game is about.
You got
man.
Me. See,
thank
now my show is all over the place because I was going to go into the big, the good, the bad, the ugly, man, but I didn't take any notes today. So we're going off the cuff. So we're going to do that shit. So let's keep it going that direction. You're up 17-0. You have two backs. And I've been saying this since the fucking beginning of the offseason. Was that not, people? I said we drafted a guy in the second round. We didn't get my guy, Breece Hall. Fine. We drafted a guy in the second round, and you sitting here bullshitting and giving the touches to Zach Moss and getting who's the other dude we brought in? Freaking Duke Johnson. And we fucking around and playing games. And you have Devin Singletary. And I said this at the beginning, and I mean this shit. We have Devin Singletary in his last year of his contract. I hate to even mention this, but it's just what it is. If you're, and they always talk about use the backs up and then draft another one later on. Well, you have a guy that you can use.
I'm on the same fucking page, brother. I'm on the same page.
Use him up because it's a win-win situation because he's trying to make a name for himself to try to get himself landed on another team. So he's going to bust his ass. He's in a contract year. Use him. Nope. We want to air the ball out.
Listen, let me tell you something about Devin Singletary. Devin Singletary put in the work last offseason. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. He put in the fucking work, got fucking bigger, got stronger, got faster. They fucked him. They fucked him, man. That fucking guy, he'll go for, 20 yards, 17 yards, 18 fucking yards, 12 fucking yards, and then you pull it out from underneath him. You're a running back,
Listen.
You got to get hot. You got to get in that fucking rhythm. And they yank it out from underneath them every fucking time, man. Listen. Every fucking time, Rico.
Listen.
And I'm like, why, man? Why not let him be a fucking weapon so the other defenses have him to fear? What the fuck are you doing, man? And forgive my anger, but I'm like, this shit's gone on all fucking year. I can't figure out what Dorsey's doing. I just can't figure it out, man.
I get it with Dable,
okay? Because Singletary really wasn't that great. Had a little bit of an injury. Wasn't beefed up. Wasn't as motivated, I guess, as he was the first year he came out. Because he tore it up, but nobody knew who he was either. This year, he came for it, man. This motherfucker came for it. Like he was going for the Publisher's Clearinghouse fucking sweepstakes. This motherfucker came for it, man.
So
they cut his legs out from underneath him.
I got a super chat coming in from, I got a couple super chats. One of them is coming from David Reed. I see your comment, David. I'm just trying to find it so I can actually put it on the screen. But if I can't find it, I'm just going to have to read it. Because you make a valid point. Because I was in that boat with the frustration with our offensive coordinator. So here's the deal. David, if I can't find it, I hope I can. But anyway, I'm just going to read it up. So David Reed says, hey, I'm not defending Dorsey, but we were all pissed at Dable his first 2 years. And I was one of them. I was like, get this guy the heck out of here, right? This falls on McDermott for not giving Dorsey more support. Now, I'm going to disagree with you in a little bit. I agree and disagree. And I agree because we were all over Dable his first 2 years. And it was him trying to acclimate and kind of get used to and figure out who's got the talent, who's doing this and who's doing that. But that's Dable being brand new to a team that doesn't know anybody. In Dorsey's case, he's been with the team for years.
Yeah.
He knows everybody's talent.
Exactly.
He knows.
Exactly.
So I'm not buying that. But I agree with Dable. Now, Silas has said something that I really do appreciate. And I'm gonna try to pull up Silas's super chat. What's up, Silas? See you, bro. So Silas says this. He goes, there's no accountability for Josh, right? Dorsey is calling plays with underneath guys open, and Josh is choosing not to throw to. Play calling issues, not rushing even when it's working. Now, here's what I love about this comment. Because it's there. Sometimes you'll sit there and see the still shot.
Oh, my God, dude. It's there all fucking time.
The guy, I can see the guy doing like this. You going to hit me? No? You going deep? Cool. Like, I'm running underneath routes. Like, what am I running these underneath routes for? And here,
thank
and
you.
Here's the
That's
flip
my
side.
Fucking point.
Okay, we on the same page. And Silas, we're on the same page too. Somebody's gotta grab this mother effing from his collar. I don't care if you 5'2", reach up and grab his collar and yank him down. Like that little lady in Incredibles, that little tiny one with the little black hair like her.
Yes.
Yank
yeah,
that
yeah,
guy down. And you say, hey man, you trying to win this game or what? I don't give a fuck who you are.
This is where I come back to what I said, Rico, not to cut you off, man. Absolutely. This is where I come back to what I said. If your kid fucks up, you put your foot up their ass or you slap them across the fucking head. Unless you're a pussy and you put them in fucking timeout. That's the bottom fucking line. He's fucking up. They need to say, rein it fuck in. Stop making these fucking shots. We're paying you $200 million a year. You're fucking great, but you're fucking it up right now. And Gabe Davis, don't get me going on that motherfucker, man.
Well, Gabe Davis had a good game, though.
That fucker better hit the fucking jug machine. Let me tell you something.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Day and fucking night, from the time the season ends to the fucking beginning of the next season. Because what the fuck with flash in the pan he fucking was last year, man.
But hear me out, though. Gabe Davis came to play this game. He came to play this game, Rico.
Where's he been the last fucking seven,
well,
bro?
Maybe he's...
Come on, let's be honest.
Maybe he's playoff game. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he just shows up for the playoff.
Well, okay, then fucking sit him on the bench and get somebody else in there for the rest of the fucking season. Great.
Shit, I'm with you,
hey,
man.
Steph, okay, it's your time to step the fuck up, bud.
Playoff
you
game.
You know what I'm saying. I know. You get what I'm saying.
I get everything you're saying. I think in a way we all agree in a way. Now, it might sound like we're so angry and we're this. And there's a lot of people watching this that just probably turned this off and said, man, we won and these guys are complaining. That ain't the channel for you.
Yeah, you're right, man. Because after fucking four decades, yeah. I'm going to fucking complain.
You're damn right. So, and here's the thing too, right? We love this team. We love our quarterback. We want nothing but the best. And maybe we have to have these type of games in order to, I mean, progress. And at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is this, right? We got rid of the mess. Maybe all the mess that we needed to get rid of was here. It's like we get better. You know, relationships. You're in relationships, you have friendships, you know what I'm saying? And you had a relationship, you're with someone, and you know what I'm saying? And you need to learn things about yourself, or she had to learn something about herself. And then you go into the next relationship, and you're a better version of yourself. Isn't that what Dable's always talking about? Not Dable, McDermott's always talking about, be a better version of yourself or a better. So, you know what?
Yeah.
You left that terrible version of yourself or somewhat terrible version of yourself in the Dolphins game. Now you get to become a better version of yourself in this next game. The beautiful thing is we have another opportunity to be better. And this game is huge because now we're going to, and here's where the great thing is. Allen plays up to competition. When he sees another guy on the other sideline that everybody's talking about, and Joe Burrow's this, and Joe Burrow's that, he's super cool. Allen takes that person. He's like Michael Jordan, man. I took that person.
He damn well better, man. So, I know what you're talking about.
So channel,
you're referring to the Last Dance interview.
I took
Jordan
that
gets
person.
Fucking pissed off and says, "Okay, he makes up shit."
Yes.
Fucking, you said something about me. Okay, I got something for you.
So, Josh,
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I hope that's the case, buddy.
You're
I do.
Fucking right. So I hope he channels his Last Dance Michael Jordan and says, "Oh, y'all want to talk about Joe Burrow? Y'all want to do all that stuff? Let me show you what." And he comes out.
Channel
and
the shit out of that fucking crap, man.
Mother
but
effing
damn,
right.
Man.
And that's what I personally feel that that's what's going to happen. I feel that this game, I think they got rid of all the bullshit that they needed to get rid of in the Dolphins game. That's done with. And now it's on to the Bengals, and we're going to torch that ass up. Now, offensively, we'll do what we do. Defense, on the other hand, that's a whole other ball game. Because we're going up against...
Yeah, well, you know, man. I don't know what the fuck happened in the first two games, man.
We're going up against some good receivers out there. You know what I'm saying?
And, I'm not going to sit here and deny it, man. We've had a shitload of injuries. Not having to hide. That's huge.
Von Miller.
Trey, man, I don't know what's going on with Trey. I can't judge him. I've never had that injury.
It's hard to.
But it's, you know, I can't judge him. I don't. I don't know what's going on in his mind mentally. He's probably figuring if he cuts this way, he cuts that way. He might blow it out again. He might do something. So I can't judge the man, man. You know, it's a tough fucking game, man. It's a tough game.
Yeah, listen, man, you nailed it.
I know this much, man. Like I told you, you know, a week ago, we better damn sure go out there and fucking draft some cornerbacks. Come fucker, yeah, definitely. Draft some fucking cornerbacks come this year, man.
You damn,
we need them, bro.
You freaking damn right.
We need
right.
them.
You damn, listen, man.
Because that makes your fucking D-line that much better. When you can hold them up for that long, now you're getting the fucking sacks. When you can't, well, such in lies, man. Hey, such in lies.
Listen, Jeff, before I let you go, I got my friend that we played ball together, Jonah Peritsky. What up, Jonah? Jonah says, hey, man. And he's a Dolphins fan, by the way. So be nice to Jonah. He's going through right now. I'm sure he's Jonah.
Was Jonah on your show the other night?
Yes, that's right. Jonah was on my show the other night.
Yeah, no, he's a gentleman, man.
He's a good man. I learned a lot from Jonah. Jonah says Bills fans need to stop trying to fix Josh. He's not Trent Edwards. Let Josh be Josh. And in a way, we all agree with you. Josh has to be Josh. But sometimes you have to save Josh from himself. And sometimes Josh be doing some Josh things where you're like, ooh, that's nice. And then Josh be doing some shit where you're like, what the fuck was that? Case in point.
Absolutely.
Houston Texans. We're doing well.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Back. Whatever the fuck that was.
Tosses it back like he's freaking Rodman going, hey, I was over here. Yeah. Hey, and I was there, and I went this way, and I went. Listen, you need to cut that
still
shit.
Still ain't figured out what the fuck that was, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know exactly what
you got me looking like, Mike. You know, you got me looking like Magic Johnson. Hey, you can't look like Magic Johnson in a Houston, Texas game. Can't have that. Now,
no.
We've also seen Josh take a 19-yard sack where you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So he does these things where you're like, yo, breathe, motherfucker, breathe. You know what I'm saying? But Josh has to be Josh.
Yeah.
That's the only way that we can, you know what I'm saying, be successful when he is who he is. But you just need someone in his ear to say, hey, man, turn it up.
There's got to be a little bit, but here's my point, Rico, and then I'll leave you at this because you got a show to do.
You
man.
Got it. You got
and
it.
You
got
to go to work. But yes, here's sir. My point, man. There has to be a balance in that, buddy. Okay, and that balance, I'm saying week four, at the very least week five, man, he's made these piss poor decisions. And I think it's because of, and this is just my own opinion, man. Yep. You give me your opinion on it at the end. He believes a lot of that hype, and he knows his capabilities. And yes, he does have that capability to fire that ball in there, man, where nobody else can. But the bottom line is, man, teams have picked up on this shit. They know when he's fair, he's rolling to the right. Guess where he's going? Whether he's 1 inch away from that fucking sideline, he's throwing to that fucking end zone, man. He's throwing to that fucking end zone. I see it every week. I'm like, you fucking damn fucking fool.
Absolutely.
Throw it the fuck away, man. But a lot of times he gets away with it. So it's a double-edged sword, man.
I get
Again,
it.
I'm not a hater, man. You know, me.
We know.
I love these guys.
We know.
Man.
We know.
We love these guys. But, man, it gets frustrating as fucking hell, bro.
Oh, you know
it
what?
It really does.
That
man.
Frustration is going to be put aside when he comes in and handles his business against the Bengals. And I truly feel he's going to do that. Jeff, before I let you go, you were rhyming through the quarterbacks that you've seen in your day. You've been watching the Bills for the last 40 years. What was the first quarterback that you remember that you were like, okay, I remember watching this player play? What would you say, Jack Kemp? You started from Jack Kemp.
Well, Ferragamo, man. No, Ferragamo, man, because he lasted the longest, man. I mean, he was Ferguson.
Listen.
Ferguson lasted the longest, man.
So you got.
I mean, he went for like 8 years.
Yes, he did. So you got Vince Ferragamo.
Yeah, and then it just fucking went.
Then Jim Kelly.
Then it went to like.
Then here we go.
Ferragamo, I think, and then Kelly and Gowan.
Let me rhyme it out for you. We went Jim Kelly. We went from Jim Kelly to Todd Collins. Alex Van Pelt, Doug Flutie, Rob Johnson, freaking Drew Bledsoe. And then here's where it goes bad. J.P. Losman, Kelly Holcomb, Trent Edwards, freaking Ryan Fitzpatrick, which we love. We love Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? Brian Brom. Brian freaking Brom, right? E.J. Manuel, Thad Lewis, Jeff Toole, Kyle Orton, E.J. Manuel, Tyrod Taylor, Matt freaking Castle at one point. We've gone through some.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, I forgot about Castle, man. Holy fuck.
We went through some quarterback. I didn't even say Kevin Cobb for crying out loud. He had a uniform on, but we never got a chance to have this guy. Anyway, you were the man.
Yeah, listen, man, I would never trade Josh for anybody.
Not
I'm
a single.
Saying,
absolutely.
Somebody's got to grab him by the collar and say, listen, motherfucker, we love you. Stop throwing him stupid-ass fucking passes. when we're down on the fucking 8-yard line, okay? We can get fucking, at least get fucking 3 points if you throw it away. If you throw it into their arms, you're fucking us.
Yep.
That's the bottom line, man. That's my fucking point. At least get the fucking 3 points, man. You ain't got to be fucking, you know, Johnny Rocket all the fucking time. You can't do it every fucking time, man.
Because that's...
You just can't do it.
And I'm going to take it from you because I'm a wrestling guy. Because every time you say that's the bottom line, there's only one thing I always hear. Because that's the bottom line. Because Jeff freaking King said so. Jeff King said so. Jeff, you're the man. I love you, bro.
Well, whether I said it or not, buddy, it's just a fact, man. Sooner or later, that comes back to bite you in the ass,
you're
man.
Freaking right it does.
I mean, I don't want to see it bite us in the ass the next. I've waited for this for so fucking long, Rico. Yes. Just as you have and so many others have. Yep. So if people don't understand my anger, my apologies, but fuck you. I've waited too fucking long. I want this fucking Super Bowl, man.
You're damn right. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Love it.
Yeah. All right, my brother. God. Listen, I love you. Thanks for having me on.
You know it.
Thanks for letting me vent.
You got it,
bro. I'll be talking to you soon, man.
You got it, my man. Peace.
All right, be good, buddy.
All right. That's my guy, Jeff King. If you guys appreciated Jeff King, don't smash a like for me. Smash a like for Jeff King. Because I like to... Listen, man, there's not a whole lot of people that can get me like animated like that, right? Jeff is one of them. He just gets me going. And you know what I'm saying? It's provocative. Damn it, it's provocative. Shout out to my man, Silas. Silas, I didn't forget you, brother. Silas comes in with a super chat and says, hey, remember when Dable was on the sideline and would be in Josh's ear right after a drive? Do I ever, man. He's got his little board, and he's got his stuff, and he's in Josh's ear, and Josh is sitting on the bench, and Dable's right in front of him saying, okay, this is did you see this? Did you see this? We missed that. Now, is Ken Dorsey going to get out of the booth and come down? Who knows? But that's why we got guys like Aaron Cromer. That's why we have a guy like Joe Brady. Those guys, they have to be in Josh's ear, right? Right? Like, and I ask that question sincerely. Like, yes, you got to be in his ear saying, hey, man, you didn't have to hit that. Why'd you go for that? Well, because I knew he was going to open up and I was waiting for the safety and this and that. But the check down is right there. The check down's right there. We know you can make that throw. You can make every single freaking throw on the field, bro. You ain't got to hit that every time. Just saying, man. I got to hit these super chats and then I'm going to get right to it. Jonah, I appreciate that super chat, my guy. Always. And I hope you enjoyed the game. Did you end up going to the game, by the way? And did you tell your lady? I'll tell my wife about that. She's like, so he went to the game. I was like, well, we'll find out. We don't know if he did actually go to the game yet or if he was talking a big game. Who knows, right? Silas comes in and says, hey, Josh's bad decisions with the ball are the only thing that keeps lesser teams in the game against us. If he makes the right decision Sunday, we win. And I think he will. I think that he's going to go back and say, fuck, well, I didn't need to throw that. Fuck, I didn't need to. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to clean it up. But once the juices get flowing and you start getting a good feel for the game, Josh, like my man Pierre likes to say, Josh will get activated. And once you activate playoff Josh and he's ready to roll, is game over. You saw against the Chiefs, ready to roll. And the thing is, he's just got to take care of the football. Take care of the football, big fella. You got to take care of the football. And when Josh has had a terrible turnover worthy game, he normally... And I've never seen him have two games in a row where he's tossing the ball like left, right, center, and losing fumbles. He usually cleans up his act the next game. So it's a good thing for us because we get to see a cleaner version of Josh, which I hope. And we get to see a W, which I'm hoping that we get. And I apologize if you guys saw me cuss today. I wasn't trying to cuss. Mike Hart over here is like, I love it when he does that, man. Be quiet, bro. Hey, by the way, I got to give a shout out to a new member, Cameron Hayes. What's up, big man? Thank you. And Bing, biggity, Bing. Welcome to the Bing Squad, my G. If you guys are trying to join and want to join the Bing Squad and support BF and all the things that we do by putting back into BF, this is how you do it. Supportbf.com. It's simple. And hit that smash that like, hit that subscribe. You know the whole jazz. Now it's 10:30 my time. I got to get into my bag. I got to get into the things that I need to get into. So if I don't get a lot of your comments, it's because I'm pressed for time. So here's the deal. And if you guys enjoyed the show and you guys are enjoying the show, smash that like. All right, let's do this. The good, the bad, the ugly. All right. So we shared a lot of things. Of what's good, what's bad, and all that stuff. So, I mean, I may not need to really get back into it too much, but I'll try my best. And my man Namdi, what's up, Namdi? What's happening, bro? He goes, Rico, Josh's decision making correlates with the O line protection he's given. That is absolutely, that's right. Because if you look at the right side of the line, more specifically, Spencer Brown, Jalen Phillips was giving Spencer Brown fits all game long, forcing Josh Allen to step up in the pocket, a broken pocket, if you will, and having to deal with that. Jalen Phillips is a monster. He's a freaking great player. And there's not a, and on the other side of the field, Bradley Chubb is no scrub either. They were pushing the pocket very much so. But guess what? That's why these guys are there. They drafted those guys to affect guys like Josh Allen. The same way that we were drafting guys and building our team to beat Tom Brady and the Patriots, guess what? We're that team now, where teams are building to try to beat us. The Jets, they got a top-notch pass rusher, top-notch corner, right? And they gave us fits. You saw that. They just haven't cleaned up the quarterback situation yet. But once they clean up that quarterback situation, it's going to be tough in the AFC East. No different with Miami. Miami's got a decent, they got a decent package on the defensive line. Wilkins in the middle, Jalen's on the end, and you got Bradley Chubb on the side. They're there to disrupt Josh Allen because Josh Allen is that dude. So the O-line protection has a lot to do with how Josh reacts and how he, and he's not going to call his guys out. He won't. That's for Spencer Brown's bum ass to get his shit together. And we've seen him have good games, and we've seen him look like a total bum. So does he drive me nuts? Hell yeah, he drives me nuts. I see it all the time. These guys just push back, and he's such a big boy. And here's another thing that pisses me off. You know his strength is in the run game. Can we establish? Can we commit? These 10 to 12 carries for these guys? Like, but you know what? It's not easy to be an offensive coordinator. It's not. You know what I'm saying? And Dorsey has led this team to a 13-3 record with calling plays and making things happen. So you know how it is. You know how it goes. Mike Hartle's like, yo, you should call your brother and get it. You know, that's another show, man. Because when me and my brother get into it, you guys see we can get into it. And I don't got the time for that. Now, the good, the bad, the ugly. Right off the rip, I got to get right to this guy right here. Kyer freaking Elam. What a baffling case. It's baffling because you draft this man in the first round, and it's been my frustration all year. When you draft someone in the first round, to me, and people might not see it this way, I don't care whether you draft him first or you draft him the freaking 32nd. You draft him in the first round so he can be a pillar for your team, a foundation piece to your team. Kyer Elam getting drafted with Trey White being out made sense. I understood it. It made sense. We needed that top-tier corner that can utilize his press skills, his length, his strength, his ability to not be afraid to go in and tackle. This dude displayed that in this game. Dane Jackson went down with an injury, so it slowed down a little bit, and in enters Kyer Elam. And Kyer Elam had two big plays. The biggest one came with the turnover. That was a huge momentum turner. We're down four. We're down four, and we just gave the ball back to the Dolphins. They could have easily went for the juggernaut, the jugular, and just ended our season right there. Based on where the momentum was, based on where the morale was with the team, this is tight, man. Someone's got to make a play. And this is where teams separate themselves from others. The good teams separate themselves from the okay teams, the decent teams. Miami's not a shitty team. They're a decent team. But this is where teams got to step their game up. And Kyer Elam stepped up big with that interception. Played it well. Played it right underneath the receiver. Played it nice. I don't know why Kyler thought that he could fit that in there. I don't know who the fuck he thought he was. He thought it was Joe Marino. No, sir, you're not. I was like, Joe Marino. Dan Marino. You're not Dan Marino. My man went up in tow, came down with it. Huge swing. Big momentum swung. Swung our way. So now, what does Josh do? Now Josh is juiced up. Bing, bang, touchdown. Cole Beasley. bing, bang, touchdown, Gabe Davis. Now we're up 10. Just like that. With that play, momentum swung. Huge. Huge. You know what I'm saying? Massive, massive play. He wasn't done there. He almost had another interception covering Tyreek Hill, one of the hardest receivers to cover based on his height, based on his freaking speed, his quickness, all of that. And he had him man-to-man on the sideline, jammed him up a little bit. It was a little comeback route, a little stop route. Bounced off of my man's chest and almost in the hands of Kyir Elam. That would have sealed the game right there. Kyir Elam was right there. Here's the good thing about this. This, with corners, they can easily be shaken, but very quickly gain their confidence back. These guys have to have the shortest memories. After quarterback, these guys have to have a short freaking memory because they're coming right at your ass again. And this man came up with big time plays. And here's the deal. He ends the game with a nice stretched out backhand down off Gesicki. That's game, folks. Shout out to freaking Kyir Elam. Anytime that I had this picture posted up with this brother, I was on his ass. I'm like, yo, why are we? What's going? Who the? Why did we? I'm sitting here going, kudos to you. And now we're going up into a game where you got T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Jamar Chase. Get on your motherfucking horse. We got a game to play. This is why we drafted you, sir, for receivers like Chase, right? For quarterbacks like Joe Burrow, that's never down. He's going to be looking. So this is where you come in. You jam up and you take away that receiver? Bro, what's Joe Burrow going to do? And he's nice. Don't get me wrong. I ain't shitting on Joe Burrow whatsoever. But if you can take away his best threat, his best receiver that he's got the most chemistry with, huge. We don't need... Hey. I sound Nigerian there. We don't need, hey, you know what I'm saying? We don't need beta males on this team. You need to freaking activate your alpha right this second. This going into this game, man. I see that comment. That's where I took it from. You got to be the alpha. You got to take over. You know what I'm saying? That confidence, now you have it because that was a big moment for Kyir Elam. That's the best moment of his career. And it came at a great time. Now, bring that into the next game. Kyir Elam, great freaking job, man. Great freaking job. I gotta listen, man. This game was solid, and I gotta give Kyir Elam that. I'm not gonna spend too much. I got good, the bad, the ugly. Listen, the good is we got the freaking win. The good is Josh Allen's gonna Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs, the game, and I said this, anytime that you have Stephon Diggs, you get that man available, you get that man early, you make him involved in the game, and you don't stop. He needs 10 targets at least. They gave him 9. I'll take it. 8 to 10, 8 minimum. But you got to get this man involved. Got to. Don't stop. You got to. Straight up. Stephon Diggs was amazing. Gabe Davis came through. Let's go, Gabe. Kyir Elam came through. Listen. People aren't talking about it. And I've seen people do, oh, where the hell is Greg Rousseau? Where the hell was he this game? Let me tell you something. That last play was Greg Rousseau's tenacity to get after him and get in his way and move him off his mark. The minute Greg Rousseau was on that freaking left or that right tackle, he moved that quarterback off his mark, which forced Kyler freaking Thompson to roll out and go to Gesicki. People want to listen, man. If you go back and watch what Greg Rousseau does. Disruptive. Disruptive. I mean, I can't stress it even more, man. There was a lot of good in this game. And if you guys have the good that you want to talk about it right now. And I got to move on to the next one. Khalil Shakir. Listen, man. If he's going to produce like that, if you see there is chemistry between Khalil and Josh Allen, don't make him inactive. don't play the politics of, oh, I need to give him this snap and I have to give that guy that snap. It's the playoffs. You're one and you're done. It can easily be quickly done if you don't put your best players on the field. Khalil Shakir came in big. Khalil Shakir can be a big weapon going forward. You're starting to see a little bit more chemistry between Cole Beasley and Josh. So be it. If that's the case, keep him in there. John Brown, you will get yours. Get on the same page. But that was on, that, in my opinion, was on Josh Allen, not a lack of not running your route. You know what you're supposed to do. McKenzie, if you got for the betterment of the team, if you have to sit out, so be it. It's about winning the damn ring at the end of the day and put your ballers on the freaking field and do it now. Stop messing around. There's not time to get cute, Mr. McDermott. There's no time to be cute. It's time to get rolling. Now, let me get to the bad. Let me tell you something, man. The minute this happened, it immediately pissed me off. And immediately I knew this is a turn of momentum right here. Tyler Bass has done this twice this year, maybe three times. And he did it a couple times last year. How the fuck are you going to kick the ball out of bounds? Fam, kick it in the end zone or fucking kick it down the middle. But you brought that ball. You gave them excellent field position, which gave them a boost. And then it was on from there. To me, in my opinion, that moment right there is what kind of threw things off a little bit. Obviously, the turnovers help, but that kick to the outside out of bounds is like, golly, man. You can't do that. Oh, that shit killed me, bro. Fam. By the way, I got to go back to something. I see you, Jonah. Give me a second, man. I'll get you, bro. I got to go back to the good. I got to go back to this. Tremaine Edmonds absolutely blew up Jeff Wilson. Was it Jeff Wilson? No, Salvin Ahmed. He blew his ass up. And I don't know about you guys, but when you're watching the game, you're chilling right now and you're just whatever, and you're just watching the game and you can see something happening. At least that's for me. I do this where I'll see a quarterback kind of sit there and I'm like, oh, he doesn't like what he sees. And he throws a dump off to the flats. And I was like, oh, this is a kill shot. Every time I see something, I think of Reggie Bush. When Reggie Bush got absolutely destroyed. I can't remember who the corner that did. Just Ab Jenkins. I can't remember who it was. Absolutely destroyed him. So here comes Skylar Thompson, throws a freaking floater just in time. And Tremaine Edmonds timed that perfectly. And boom! God, I love that. I got out of my chair and I was pumped. Like, I was in the game. I don't know about you guys, but I get so jacked up when I see that. And it makes me miss the game so much. And I'm like, listen, my wife's looking at me like, yo, you're weird. I don't give a damn. I'm pumped. You know what I mean? You make a big hit like that, you got the whole sideline just, let's go, man. That shit was, loved every bit of it. Loved it. I had to give a shout out to my guy, Tremaine Edmonds. Woo, that was a hit. Boy, that was a hit. Now, I can go on with the bad. Turnovers were bad. Josh, stop doing Josh things. You know what it is. I don't gotta go further into it. You know the drill, right? We gotta be better, man. These, like, listen, 3rd and 18. Like, the amount of 3rd and longs that these guys converted on, are you kidding me? I just don't get it. And then when we have them dead to rights, huge missed tackle. And that's the point. And I'm not even going to say that's bad. That's ugly. The missed tackles, like, we should learn our lesson when the 4th and 18 happened and we let Jefferson come in and catch the ball. We had no business catching the ball and we win and we're sitting here with a bye. But nope, we let these guys convert on 3rd and long multiple times. Dude. No, we can't have that shit. That's buns, man. It's garbage. And poor tackling on top of that? Nah, we can't have that. We can't have that. So to me, that was what stood out. That was bad to me. I did not love it. hated it. Not cool. We got to be better. We got to be better. We have to be better. Like, that's some buns, man. That's straight buns. My man, Adam Shepherd says, yo, I was at the game. That hit was amazing in person. Dude, that, I don't know if it sounded great in the stadium. Boy, that shit had me hype. I was like, let's go, man. Shit. That hospital ball, that's what they call that. That's, we call it a suey. You throw a suey pass like that? Yo, you making that man, you making that man commit suicide. He's got to catch that shit. Because if he doesn't catch it and he shows up his alligator arms, he's going to get clowned on the sideline. So you threw a suicide pass to him. So he's got to catch it. Man, I'm committing suicide by catching this shit. But here I go. Boom. They let him have it. Ah, I love it, man. I freaking love it. That hit was legit. Anyway, the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, we saw what was bad in that game, man. We just tackling. And to me, the tackling is not even bad. To me, the tackling is ugly. That's ugly. We have to tackle. We don't tackle, man. Which brings me right back and right next to it, because that's the thing that stood out to me the most. The milk carton alert. Who deserves to be on the milk carton? Who do you guys got? It doesn't have to be a person. Maybe it's a thing. Maybe it's something you saw. What do you guys got? Who's missing? What went missing? Is there anything that stands out to you? Play calling? Play calling could be better? Could we be better? What about defense? Did you see anybody that was missing on defense? Do you like what Jordan Poyer is doing? Is Ed Oliver missing? Should we put Ed Oliver on that list? Here's the deal. Nobody's going on that list. Nobody is going on that list. I'm going to tell you what is going on that list. And I just said it. The freaking tackling. Where is the fundamentals? Did we just forget about the fundamentals? You got to wrap up. This team is yak. Listen, we're going up against a guy in Ja'Marr Chase that can take it the distance. If you don't tackle, you have to tackle. Holy jumpins, man. I can't stress it enough. Bad tackling, horrible tackling. Matt Milano. He's good for one a game where it's a horrific missed tackle. I don't know who he had. I think it was Tyreek. I don't know who he had. He had that brother dead to rights. Doop-doop. Missed tackle. Like, come on, son. Come on, man. We can't have that. Now, a lot of people talk about the 7 sacks. To me, the 7 sacks, it's a combination. And that's bad. I'm not going to put that as ugly. That's bad. We can't have that. And that's a combination of Josh Allen, and that's a combination of the O-line play, right? They were blitzing. They were getting after us. It's going to happen. It was a combination. Josh Allen holding onto the ball way too long, waiting for things to materialize when he could take the fucking check down. No. I want to wait for that. I want to wait for that guy to break it clear so I can get him. Sacked. We got to be better. But to me, tackling. Where have y'all gone? Where is the tackling ability? We got to be better. We're one of the worst teams in freaking wrapping up and tackling. We've got to be better. Come on, son. And the teams that are terrible tackling, they're not even like playoff bound. Like we're a playoff team and we tackle horribly. Like imagine if we just clean those things up, how more potent we can be. Jeez. So we'll see. But that to me, that's milk carton alert. Who's been missing? What's been missing? The freaking Buffalo Bills tackling ability. Let's get better. Let's get better, people. We got to get better. Now, I got to read a super chat here. Super chat coming in from my guy, Mr. Jonah Pariski. Jonah, he comes in and says, hey, McDermott calls the most inopportune timeouts. Ooh, he does. And he did. He cleaned up his act last year. He was way better in terms of management. He bailed McDaniel out after recklessly decided to go for it on 4th and 6. And we snuffed that thing out. Everybody needs a Sean McDermott when they're about to make a bad decision. Yeah, man. And you know what? Though that Sean McDermott doing that, it tells me that he was shook. He was shook. Now, I understood it. There was one where the linebackers were looking at each other. They looked confused. And, like, nobody knew what was going on. And he was like, I don't like this. Timeout. I understood it. At first, I was like, why the okay, I get it. But when Stephon Diggs caught that touchdown, I call it a touchdown, but people say he bobbled it, but whatever. I think it was a catch. I've seen worse situations where they gave the person a catch. When Stephon Diggs caught that on the sideline, there was 11 seconds left, and he used the timeout. He used the timeout, and we could have used that. We could have got another playoff. We could have, you know what I'm saying? But he used the timeout to try to give these guys time to do whatever. And I was like, man, we burnt the timeout for that? Okay, I guess. So McDermott has his moments, but to me, it was more fear. I think it was more shook, especially in that moment where it's down crunch time and he's trying to figure some things out. I was like, no, call that pound. There were those moments, but I get it. This is a tough time, man. You got to do what you got to do. Space Oddity with a super chat comes in. Worried about our defensive line. I'm not worried about our defensive line, man. I'm not worried about it. I think we will be all right, man. I think we'll be all right. Because right now it seems as though the Bengals are banged up on the line. Banged up. So Lyle Collins out. I think Let me look to see what's up with Jonah. What's his name? Jonah something. I think it's Jonah Williams. Jonah Williams is hurt as well. They got three linemen that are hurt. Now I don't know if they're due to come back. But they've got a banged up O-line, and they've had a healthy O-line all year long. Once they hit the playoffs, once they hit the playoffs, yo, these guys are dropping like flies. So maybe this is an advantage for the Bills to come. Oh, shit, dislocated knee? Oh, you ain't coming back for that. Yo, you take a dislocated knee, you have time off. There's no way you're coming back in less than 10 days to come out playing with dislocated knee. And if you do, you're going to be a liability. So maybe this is the time that we do it. Jeff B doesn't believe that we'll get pressure. Rico, this line does not get pressure. Well, when you have a line like the we do, you got to get rid of it. That's how you beat a line that gets after it. You got to get rid of the ball quickly. So these guys right now are their left tackle's out, right guard is out, and right tackle all out for this game. So they're gonna have depth pieces. I'm not saying because this happened, we're gonna kill it. Not the case, because we were supposed to kill it against Skylar Thompson, and look what happened. So we just have to stay within ourselves, do what we're supposed to do, and get after it. That's it. Now, if you told me, I don't know how great they feel, because if you told me, let me go back to that. Let me go back to that, because I'm going to try to paint a picture for y'all. You know, I'm going to try to paint a picture for y'all, man. Where we at? I'm trying to see that comment. Where's that comment I just read? There was a left tackle, right tackle out. I saw it and I just walked. Okay, there it is. So if I told you Deion Dawkins out, it's David Questenberry. Boom, you're there. Questenberry left tackle. Right guard is going to be Bobby Bobby Hart, right guard. And right tackle, who are we going to put at right tackle? So you know what? We're going to put Greg Van Rotten at right guard. And we're gonna put Bobby Hart at right tackle. Here we go. Are you guys confident in that? So if you cringed and you almost threw up in your mouth when you heard that lineup going into a game against the Buffalo Bills that has Greg Rousseau, that's got Ed Oliver, that's got guys in the middle that can push the pocket. Jalen Phillips might be coming back. Jalen Phillips, you got Jordan Phillips might be coming back, a whole bunch of guys, and that's what you're going to be trotting out some guys like that. You're going to have a problem. Trey Hendrickson and Pat Rush, DJ Reader coming through, like, and we bring in that line, I'd be shook too. So it's not great. Joe Burrow's got, he's going up against a lot with that. So, hey, listen, man, if it is what it is, man, we're all banged up. Cause if we were freaking healthy as shit, and we had Micah Hyde back there, we had Von Miller doing his damn thing, and we had a healthy Trey White, you know what I'm saying? Would these teams be able to do what the fuck they do to us? Heck no, they wouldn't. You know what I mean? So We're all banged up, and we're going to do what we got to do. Simple as that. You got to adjust. This is where your head coaching comes in. This is where your athletic training staff comes in. This is where your positional coaches come in. You know what I mean? Hey, do what you got to do. But we got one game where we got to kill this game. We must kill this game. I'm pumped for this game. I am pumped and I'm ready to roll, man. So listen, I gotta get out of here. I'm back at it again on Friday night. I'm trying to get a Bengals. I want to try to get a Bengals content creator out here. I'm trying to, but I can't find any, man. I can't find any out there that are nice, that are worthy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to go to Locked On Bengals. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? These homegrown, you know, cats like us that, you know what I mean? That grew their shit right from the bottom and where they're at. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to get to. Anyway, so if you know any Bengals content creators that are out there that you know of, this, that, the third, yo, give me their contact or tell them to hit me up and let's try to get a show on Friday. So that's it for me, people. Hyde, Micah Hyde. Somebody said Micah Hyde ain't going to play. No, not this game. Now, maybe the window's open. If we take care of business the way we're supposed to, we might be able to get Micah Hyde back for the freaking Chiefs game. But that Chiefs game is so far away that I'm not even worried about it because guess what? The fucking Jaguars ain't playing games. Oh, shit. The mother effing Jaguars are not playing games. So if we handle business the way we're supposed to, Pat Mahomes is going to he's going to have to fend off Josh Allen. And then he's going to have to probably face Josh Allen again. Let's go from there. And if the Bills win and the freaking Jaguars win, the last time we played the Jaguars, y'all know what happened. We lost. And Josh Allen was a menace. And it wasn't ours. So we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. So that's it for me, folks. If you guys enjoyed the show, if you guys were entertained, if you guys found something insightful, you found it where I was able to enjoy myself this whole damn time, do me that favor. Smash that like. Subscribe if you have not subscribed. And tell your friends, man. Tell your friends. Listen, man, the new goal is up. We're trying to get to 30,000 subscribers. Let's go, man. Increments, man. Step by step, man. 5K. We got all year to do it. Maybe if we can get it tomorrow, let's do that too. But you know what it is, man. So, folks, enjoy the rest of your evening. I got to get going. That night shift. Yo, shout out to everybody that works the night shift. You know what I'm saying? That knows how to do it. That knows how to manage their sleep and get going. Because some people ask me, how the fuck do you do it when you got kids and you got to do this podcast and you got to go to work? Yo, it's called having a good wifey. You know what I mean? That's what it's called. It's called having a good wifey, man. So I appreciate y'all. Real talk. And listen, man, 25,000 subscribers is no small feat. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. But more importantly, I appreciate the team, man. My team that we've got around us, man, doing our damn thing. Like, we've really put the work in. And it's not easy, man. Every week, you guys can absolutely depend on us to show up. And we do. So I appreciate y'all for throwing love. And that's that, man. So that's my time. Catch you on the flip side. Let me get my music up. And then we'll go from there, man. But let me remind you before we get out of here, man. Don't let people tell you that Josh Allen is trash and Josh Allen is a turnover machine. And when he comes to the playoffs, you can't do this. Well, listen, when Josh Allen has a passer rating of 104.6 in comparison to Pat Mahomes, that everybody's all over him, 104 in comparison to the 105. Ooh, what a big difference, right? Now, the difference is Josh Allen has only played, what, 7 games, right? 17 touchdowns, 3 in 7 games in comparison to Mr. Pat Mahomes, 11 games. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shit, the comparisons are fucking not that far apart from each other. Just saying. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what? Let's not let them pull that narrative, because when playoff Josh is ready to go, I'm going to call him PJ. When PJ is ready to go, he's ready to go. You know what I'm saying? He just had to get warmed up. Warmed up, get the juices flowing, make, you know what I mean, make mistakes. And now that I know what my mistakes are, I'm ready to go. So, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, is going to be a fight, man. We're going to make it work. So let's see who steps up and who makes the last play to make it count. And that's what it comes down to, man. So, folks, enjoy the rest of your evening. Hope you enjoy the show. We'll do it again another time. And that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your evening. And until next time, ish boy. And I'm gone. Listen, check merch. I'm going to be picking out some people to get merch. Bing Squad. And by Monday, excuse me, by Sunday, that's my pregame. I'll get you guys 2 winners. Let's go.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.